Hello.
I'm very happy to have you here. You are one of our quarter finalists. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I'm Marin, I'm French. I'm currently working at an AI engineer for like autonomous driving, and my main hobbies are playing games, and particularly card games. Like I would say the two most important games for me are Magic's Gathering and of course Dominion. And I think I started Dominion like, I don't know, 12 years ago. I was really young. I think it was maybe not 12, I don't know, but I think it was less than 1 year after it started. And then we played with my family, and then really fast, I really loved this game and I started to play. It was on the first website of Dominion, it was Isotropic. It was like 10 years ago, and it was like just text. There was no pictures, it was just about text, and we were playing Dominion with just text box. This was pretty fun.
Was it?
I think Dominion is really not about like theme or thing like this. I think Dominion is
Mm-hmm.
really about like the game and the how do you play. And I really never care about like story, a background of the game I'm playing. I just want to have like skill and improve my skill. And I think Dominion and Isotropic was like really a caricature of this. Like it was just text and just play the game for skill, and we don't care about if it fits a village, if there is beautiful picture, just about the games.
You're breaking my heart a little bit, but please continue.
I don't know. I think Dominion is not. I mean, it's really a fantastic game. So I would say, like, if you compare to other deck building, like Thunderstone, I don't know. But I really hate Thunderstone. Thunderstone, when I play with some friends, they are happy because they are, oh, I have a big sword and I kill monster. And in Dominion, you don't have this. But in Dominion, you have a real game with rules.
Yeah, a real game. I saw that you had also played League, but ages ago.
League, like League of Legends.
Oh, no, the Dominion League.
Oh, I think I played it once. I don't even remember. I played multiple times the World Cup, not the World Cup, not the Team World Cup. I don't know what's the name exactly. With France, I think I did it 3 times, and League maybe I did it once. So basically, I played there. So 10 years ago, when it was on Isotropic, I played a lot. I remember back to this day, like the leaderboard, the first on the leaderboard was a guy named Obi-Wan Bonnegie. And he's still playing, but he's definitely not I would say, the first on the leaderboard. So he was the target. Then I think like 1 year after, I succeed to be the first on the leaderboard for I think like 6 months or 1 year. So I was pretty happy with that. And then Steph arrived, and Steph was too good. Steph was crushing me all the time.
I
So
see.
I was there at the beginning of Steph. And then, after Isotropic went down, there was another website that really bad, and so I kinda stopped to play. And then Steph started it. I don't know when Steph started his website, but I think 7 years ago, 6 years ago. I don't know, maybe you know. When did the Dominion Online started?
I don't know. I have only been here for about 2 years now.
Okay. So I think maybe 6 or 5 years ago, Steph took the website and make it something really great that we got now. But I was still not playing that much. Then during COVID, so during 2 years of COVID, I was not playing at all. I was just playing Magic the Gathering because I don't like to play with like real cards. I just like to play online. And Magic during COVID was only online. So I played a lot and I made like some real, I would say real, but competition in Magic. And then when the COVID stopped, Magic went back to paper and I said, no, I don't want to like take plane or thing like this and move to other countries to play. So I started again to play Dominion. So now I'm here. But Steph is still the first. Always.
Always. But you were here before Steph, so
Yeah, I think I was
that's
there because
cool.
Steph. I saw Steph like climbing. Like at the time, it was him and me always, well, not always, but most of the time first and second at the leaderboard of isotropy. But I was feeling that the more the time was going on, the more I was most often second and in first.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, it was just first all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this was pretty fun.
So do you have a favorite and least favorite card overall?
Yeah, I think when I was playing like 10 years ago, I was, I don't know if I was known, but I always like to make engine. No matter what, I will make a big engine and combo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the most favorite cards for this is Throne Room. So like from the base, and I just love this card. And I was always buying all as much as possible. It's like really, really, really great to build any engine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love this card.
Yeah.
And my least favorite card, I would say it's like all engine killer. And for example, one of the worst cards for me, but I always ban it, is War. So War is like more, if you have more than 15 cards, I think, you lose 1 point for. So if you have like 20 cards in your deck, you lose 5. If you have 30 cards in your deck, you lose 15.
Yeah.
So it's really an engine killer. Like you can't have like billion of actions and make a really huge combo deck. You're losing too much. Basically, I really hate all cards that just engine and make you play big money. Like I don't want to buy gold. Like I really hate buying any silver or gold. So I try to avoid this.
Yeah. Sound strategy. How do you feel about throne variants? Like, I don't know, crown or something. You are like throne room is.
But this is like for. That's a good point. So that's one of your questions, is what is your impression of the new of allies?
Yeah.
And my favorite card in ally for sure is Specialist. It's basically a better throne room.
Yeah.
I really love this card. It's like it makes you gain cards and all throne rooms, so it's like perfect. But King's Court, I don't like King's Court because it's too easy.
Okay.
Everyone will just take two or three King's Court and make King's Court and King's Court because it's just too powerful. And so that, I mean, I love the cards, but it's just too powerful. So it's not fun to, I really like to make engine when it's supposed to be hard.
Yeah.
Like it's really what I love when I'm playing Dominion is that the other people just go for big money and like playing all around, making the best possible to make my big combo and then win by 1 point at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what I like to do.
Do you have, go ahead.
I was just saying that I really like all cards like Throne Room, like Specialist, like Crone, like all these cards which double an action for me are like so good engine builder.
Do you have any other favorite cards from expansion from allies?
I didn't play for like maybe 2 or 3 years during COVID. So when I came back, there were so many new cards.
Yeah.
Like because there is allies, but there are also all the new extensions that was. Just before like that I didn't know. And all the cards that change and the bans, so I'm not, so I just look.
Well, you can...
Broker, I really like Broker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And Royal Gallery is also really fun, but it's just, yes. I think Royal Gallery is also too strong. Like, it's just too easy to build engine with Royal Gallery. Royal Gallery. Capital City also is... It's fun, but also really strong. And basically, all cards that make action or like this, just a card I like. And Broker, I think Broker is really lucky because I think it's really hard to play. And it makes it makes you draw some cards. It can make you draw, it can make action, it can make a coin. So basically, it's pretty easy to make engine when Broker is there.
Yeah.
So to make engine, you need like 4 components. You need draw some cards, to have action, to have buy, to have coin, and to trash. So this is 5 components, I would say. And Broker makes 3 on the 5. So usually when there is brokers, that means you can make an engine. And when you can make an engine, I'm happy.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like so many times where you play the broker and you wish it would give buys.
I must admit, I missed this line. Yes, just one buy per run, it costs. It will be just perfect.
Yeah, but maybe then it would be also too powerful, probably. There must be a reason why there's no bias.
Maybe.
What's your impression of the second edition cards, the new ones?
Actually, I really like them. Like, I really enjoy. Like, I came back to play like maybe months ago. I found like I always since 10 years I play time to time, but like since 6 months I'm playing much more, and I just really love. Like, it was like just like oh, so many new cards, and oh, they are all interesting. I really love how the game evolved. Like, it's really nice. Like, at the beginning, it was a bit like when I was playing, it was just base. Just it was fun, but always the same. And now there's just so many cards. Each game are just totally different, so one from the another.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty happy with the new card, basically. That's why I'm playing back, and I'm pretty happy with the Goons ban, to say.
No.
But Goons were okay. It was no, I really like Goons because it's give you victory points out of province, but it's a
Yeah.
bit like Queen's Court. It's just too strong.
Yeah.
Like, when there is guns, you know that you will never buy any green. You will just win points with guns and just make you big and giant and win points and win
Fine, fine.
points. But Ambassador, because I'm on the card that are banned, Ambassador, I really like this card, and I think I was pretty good with it. And so I'm a bit sad that it's banned now. I really like this card. Okay, I must admit, sometimes it was really like, but you, sometimes you were just killing your opponent forever by giving him estate, copper, filling his deck with crap. But I mean, it was, I like this card.
Yeah. I would say it was
But,
also fun to play with goons like that.
yeah.
Just an easy opponent. What do you find to be the most challenging card to play with in Dominion?
I think Procession is really, really hard to play. And by the way, I preferred the previous version of Procession, like when you could copy any cards. Because now you cannot copy duration, and okay, it's not a big nerf, but sometimes it hurts. So I think Procession is really hard to play, but I would say that it's now pretty weak cards. Most of the time, not every time, but most of the time, you don't really want them. And another card that I really love, and I think it's challenging, is Black Market. Like, just when there's Black Market, like, just you have everything you want. Like, you have action, buy, draw, coin, other victory point. Like, I just love the Black Market, and the fact that it can make you play Treasure when it's still your action turn. There's so many combo with this. Yeah, I think Black Market is really skilled and also really fun to play.
I usually fall into the trap when there's Black Market in the kingdom that I will just like get so distracted by all the shiny cards that are in the Black Market that I kind of lose sight of the engine or whatever. And then also sometimes you're like, okay, I'm gonna find a village in the black market. It's fine. I'm gonna find the village. And then you never find a village and you
Yeah,
die.
that's like that can happen for sure. And there's some cards that are just like too strong in Black Market. For example, I think of Tactician. Tactician is just so huge with Black Market. Outpost is also like when you can build engine and you can play 2 turns and you cannot just play one. Just there's some cards that make Black Market a bit maybe too lucky for, but most of the time it's more about skill. Like, you just really, really want to build a great engine and play as much as Black Market as you can. And okay, sometimes you can never find village, but most of the time, if you play sufficiently enough, your Black Market will find whatever you need. So I really like this card. I know that some people don't like because yes, there's some luck involved. I would say most of the time it's really great cards.
Yeah, it's so fun to play with. It's such a cool card, definitely.
Yeah, but I don't
So
know how people make with like real cards. Like, you need to build your 60. Like,
yes.
it sounds painful to make another with real cards.
Do you prefer playing IRL or online?
No, I like I played maybe less than 1% of the time I played Dominion. It was on real life. Most of the time I play online. And in real life, that means that you need to find people that really want to play and moreover not. I mean not. I really play Dominion for. I am having fun, but I want to play for like. So I want to play with like good players, and most of my friends are not that good players. So I play other games with them. When I play Dominion, I want to play with the best player.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, your quarterfinal will be against Jurika Mohme. Have you played them before? Do you know them?
I don't know. Maybe I don't even know if I played into once. I would say yes because like we are not that much playing Dominion, and so. I think I made some games with him, but really few. I don't really remember if I played with him or not. Maybe on the later I played a bit, but no more than this.
Well, I wish you best of luck and thank you so much
Thank you.
for this interview.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye.